from the book of Acts. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, the convert of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of the Lord. I can remember one of my first trips to Italy. And I went with a friend of mine who her relatives lived in Italy. So we went up to this beautiful little walled city on the hillside. Very traditional, very old world. I had never been to anything like this. And of course, their relatives from America were coming, and so they welcomed us in, and they prepared this huge feast. So we all sat down at the table, and they brought up this wonderful dish of cheese and eggplant, I remember, and it was just fantastic. And so, we'll have some more. Of course I'll have some more, because it's so good. And then, this pasta dish came out in some kind of cream sauce, and and have some more. Sure, I'll have some more. This is wonderful. This is so fantastic. And then the third course came out. And then the fourth course was what we would call the main course. I couldn't eat a thing. I finally turned to my friend, and I asked her, "How many more courses are there going to be? I can't eat another thing." And suddenly my host, like, looking at me, like, "Well, of course you can't eat anything else. How much did you eat of the first courses?" I ate so much of the appetizers, I had no room for the main dish. And this is what I think this reading is about. There's nothing wrong with waiting on tables. Waiting on tables is important. But the apostles said, if we wait on tables, we will have to neglect our real work, the main course. This is a question we all need to ask ourselves. This is the question of discernment. What is God's work for me to do? We can't just say, what is it good to do? What should disciples of Jesus Christ be about? Because there are many good things to do, but they're not, everything is not meant for everyone to do. Each of us has our own call from God about the thing that is for us to do, the main course for us to eat. Discipleship takes discernment, and we have to discern sometimes what not to eat. That looks good, but that's an appetizer. I have to save myself for this so I can give myself completely to what God has for me to do. So ask ourselves today, am I doing the thing that is for me to do? Or am I filling myself up on appetizers? For me, there's a lot of things sitting on my desk for me to do. I'm a preacher, so I put everything away to preach.